as part of this inquiry. The fact that the White House refuses to get ahead of these announcements and says it's cooperating with the Justice Department means that details like this are leaking out piecemeal or being confirmed by the president's attorney and the White House special counsel. Also notable that while it doesn't appear a search warrant was issued, the president's personal attorneys and representatives from the special counsel's office were on scene on Friday throughout the entire investigation of the home.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, will reportedly resign after the president's State of the Union address early next month. CBS's Nancy Cordes says that.
Klain has been saying privately that he was planning to move on since last year. Most White House chiefs of staff tend to spend about 2 years in the high-pressure role, and Klain is at the two-year mark.
Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, say they've arrested a woman who shot and killed her terminally ill husband in his hospital room this morning. Chief Jakari Young.
Everything was confined to the room. Even after the initial shooting, she never tried to get up and leave.
Police say they'll likely charge the woman with first-degree murder. New York Republican Congressman George Santos, back in New York City for the weekend, was asked by reporters about some stories that have surfaced, including that he dressed in drag.
As George Santos was swarmed by reporters at LaGuardia Airport Saturday, someone inside the airport yelled, "Con artist." He gave no responses to most of the questions asked. As for photos and videos emerging this week of him dressed in drag in Brazil, Santos responded, "I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life." As for questions about those in his Long Island, New York district,
"I have spoken with the voters. I've been in district the whole week. I've been taking constituent calls. I've received federal grant applications for projects in the district. And I look forward to serving the people. The one thing I'll say is the media, and we've received plenty of complaints about you guys."
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she believes Congress will ultimately vote to raise the country's debt limit. But she calls House Republicans' demands for spending cuts in return for doing so, quote, "very irresponsible." The Army, which has been struggling to sign up recruits, says 18,500 prospective soldiers have enlisted since October, and another 13,000 are in the pipeline. It may actually exceed its recruiting goal this year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a low of 18. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 15. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Sleep all night and look up to the gray wash sky this morning. I can't believe it, I'm alive. So many taken by the tide, no warning. Bloody hands and broken lines, voices lost in frigid brine, I'm silent. Some of these were friends of mine, will never sail beneath the deep blue sky again.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. After August, epilogue, after the witch there. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy, stand by. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just grab a refreshment, maybe load something, and you'll be okay. The Devil Slayer is in overtime right here. Yeah. We didn't want to cut any songs.
I know, they're so good.
CD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It has been just a joy
to great to meet you. And yeah.
And right now we are talking to a couple of the members of After August. We've got Bob Manor, Greg Thornburg, and Sheila Shigley.
She's on the couch.
She is sitting on the couch. I love it.
We need a couch microphone rocker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That is a goal.
We'll be getting one for sure.
No. Okay.
We do have one more song to play, but let's remind everybody why you're here. You have a big show tomorrow.
Yep, Red Rooster, starting at 3. Red Rooster is great.
It is.
Great food and great owners for having us.
Shout out to Jesse.
Chris Sheehan, singer-songwriter from the Madison area, is going to be opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing at around 4 for about an hour and a half or two.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, who's opening for you?
Chris Sheehan.
Okay.
Just a great songwriter and not well enough known, so I wanted to have him. Have him out. Old friend of ours.
You might have to have him send some of his music
to us. Please. I was just going to say that.
Will.
Ha ha. Yeah. Okay. Discovering new music all over the place.
Absolutely.
So great. Any other shows that you know of aside of tomorrow at Red Rooster in Madison?
No, we tried them all. None of them will have us. So just Red Rooster. That's it. So that's it for the year.
Okay. In other words, is there somewhere we can follow you guys to find out where and when
you
play again?
Yeah, just keep up with us on Facebook.
Excellent.
We've got an After August page and we're working on some more stuff, some more gigs coming up. So.
That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
Okay. This final song we're going to play, and I have to say it, I love it. This is my favorite. And it is called Fields of Fire. You know, it's got a vibe. It's got some kind, something that really grabbed me. And I was talking to my husband about it. There's a little vibey Tom Petty, maybe R.E.M., in it, but there's also a really big message. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, before Bob gets into that, I'm going to bring it full circle. This is actually the song he sent me at the beginning of all
this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so this was just a guitar part and his singing. Yeah, it is totally full circle. So I just wanted to mention that before he gives you the background on that.
I love it.
Yeah, so Fields of Fire, the idea is not fields on fire. The Fields of Fire is, it's a military term. So you have a field of fire. It's an open, you know, like a range. And so I originally was reading a book on the Revolutionary War, and I had this idea in my head about fields of fire and the British coming up these hills and stuff. But then the George Floyd thing happened.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And I decided to change those lyrics and try to write the song from the perspective of people who have been oppressed, because I thought that was more important than what I had originally been thinking.
Yeah.
And so really the song is written from the perspective of, minority and the beatings and the oppression that they've taken for the last 400 years on this continent.
Right.
And I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy. And here I am writing a song from this perspective. And at first I thought it was weird. But then I thought, no, it's just about understanding. And it's about sympathy and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been privileged my whole life. And I didn't think I had to write the right to write that song. But then after I thought about it some more, I thought, no, this is like respect, man. This is like, I'm going to write this out of respect.
And I think that's why I like it so much. Jimmy Kay, let's play Fields of Fire.
It's on Max.
It's going to hit you. Yep.
No.
Radio. We are local music. After August, Fields of Fire, the final track on their brand new album. Man, thank you so much, you all, for coming in tonight. Greg, Bob, Sheila, thank you so much. The music is awesome. That last song, you're right. I'm glad you won the argument inside your head and actually recorded that song.
Yes, you guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Real quick, the only show that's on your calendar right now, give it one final plug for us.
Yeah, Red Rooster tomorrow. Show starts at 3 p.m. It's off of Flom Road on, what's the name of
Seaford.
That? Seaford. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And great guys, great owners, great place.
Yeah,
have
great
a beer,
venue.
Relax, hear a great band. It's the sound system's amazing.
Built Can't for wait music, to, yeah. Yep.
That's yep. awesome. And of course, that venue is here in Madison. And be sure to go check After August out. This is going to be a great show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We look forward to the reunion of the Getaway Drivers.
Sometime, that'll happen.
Sometime in the future.
That'll happen.
Pressure's on now.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yummy.
Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. Those of you tuning in to hear Maxie and Kevy with Rocker, that's coming up next. Brand new music from Carbellion, Saint Tragedy, 94 Distortion. And we're going to kick it all off with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Thanks.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Run it for all. Bar Fight, that is Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. That's out on Eclipse Records. And we'll be talking to Carbellion in just a couple weeks. They are playing, they've just announced they're playing a huge show. Carbellion is playing the first day of Rockfest up in Cadott, Wisconsin, coming up July 13th. They'll be playing with Ice Cube, In This Moment, and Ghost Inside, and Saint Tragedy. Before that, we heard some Brash Menagerie. That was some brand new stuff too. What's That Siren and Clown Suit. That is a brand new song that they just put out. Brash Menagerie is playing a show Friday, February 10th. Where is this at? The Barley Pop Live here in Madison. The Brash Menagerie, Rosa Parkinson's, and Looks Can Kill. That's coming up February 10th. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have plenty of hard rock and heavy metal coming up from all over Wisconsin. Lots of new stuff. Saint Tragedy. I just told you they're playing, another band playing at Cadott Rockfest coming up July 13th. Let's hear a little bit of Saint Tragedy. This is Bottle Up the Truth. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Yeah.
That is one from, excuse me, that is one from Anthrax. That's a cover of Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Get my balls, get my ass. Oh boy. It's still going on. Well, we ended it. They are coming to the Sylvie. Let's see, coming up, Anthrax, Black Label Society, Exodus, all at the Sylvie, coming up Friday, January 27th. This is Anthrax's 40th anniversary tour, so that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, before that, Four Aspirin Morning, Midwest Excess, and 94 Distortion, Fall on Me. We have plenty of stuff coming up. Right now, let's get into a little bit of Madison's Queen of Dreams. This is In the Nightmare's Wake. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
That is Warhead by Level the Earth. Level the Earth is going to be doing their first show coming up at the bar in West Ellis on February 25th, along with Primal Enemy and Conniption. Hey, we're going to be back with some...
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us.
WFHR, Wisconsin Radio. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5